that the story of Yaakov and Esav, their meeting, sort of tells us that first Yaakov sent to Esav gifts. He's trying to gain his favor. Esav shouldn't be upset at him. He should decide to make peace with him. And then it says also he prepared for battle. And the Torah tells us that he divided his camp into two parts. And the pasuk says the following. It says that he took all of his possessions, his wives, his children, and he crossed the Yabok River, which I'm not sure what that is. Perek Lamed Beis pasuk Chaf Gimel, that's where it starts. Then it says, Vayikochein, he took his children, Vayavir Mesanachal, he crossed the river with them, Vayavir Es Asheloi, and he transported all of his possessions to the other side of the river. And then the next pasuk says, Vayivoser Yaakov Levadoi, Yaakov remained alone. Vayeove Keshimo, there was a man that was struggling and he had a wrestling match, Ad Alois HaShachar, till the morning. And in the morning he saw he couldn't overcome him. He touched him by the thigh. And from then on he had a limp. He was limping from then on. So very famous Rashi.
Not forever though.
Where Rashi says, what's going on over here, this story? What's Pshat? He remained alone and he had this struggle with this man, this angel who represents Esav. So Rashi quotes a famous Chazal, I think it's a Gemara in Chulin. The Gemara says the following. The Gemara says, Shochach pachim ktanin v'chazar aleihem. Yaakov Avinu forgot some small jugs that he had with him in his possessions, and he went back to the other side of the river to retrieve them. And in the Sefer Lekach Tov, which you have in the photocopy, he brings down that Rashi, and he quotes also the Gemara Chulin. And the Gemara Chulin says the following statement about that Chazal, that Yaakov Avinu returned to retrieve these lost or forgotten small jugs. The Gemara says, Amru al zeh, about this Chazal said, Mikan l'tzadikim, from here we see that when it comes to the righteous, Shechaviv aleihem m'mainam, Yoyser migufa, that the righteous, they value their money more than they value their body, more than they value their physical safety. The kol kach lama, why? Because it's very strange. Yaakov Avinu put his life at risk. He went back to the other side of the river alone, and just to get some small jugs, worth a few dollars. Chavivim aleihem tzadikim b'mayinam yoyisim migufam. The kol kach lama. So the Gemara asks, why is that so? Why do the tzadikim value their money? You see, Yaakov Avinu going back to retrieve these lost jugs, forgotten jugs, which are worth a couple of dollars, putting his life into danger. Why? Because a tzaddik doesn't steal. All of the possessions that a tzaddik has, he rightfully earned. He paid for it through hard work, money that he earned through his hard work and effort, through his honest work. Yaakov Avinu, everything that he had was a result of his honesty in his dealings with Laban, that he was honest and he worked hard for him and he earned all this money. God blessed him. So the tzaddikim, the Gemara says, they value their money and even would maybe put their lives at risk. Because they don't steal. That's the simple pshat in the Gemara. But it's still a little bit difficult. What does it mean? Because they don't steal and they earn the money honestly and use the money to go buy possessions, so they're ready to put their lives in danger for these possessions that they worked honestly to obtain. What's the pshat in this chazal? So in the Sefer Lekach Tov, he brings down a very interesting idea on this chazal from Rav Aaron Cutler Zatzal, the Rosh Yeshiva, the founder of the Lakewood Yeshiva, Rosh Yeshiva beforehand in Europe, of Kletzk, son-in-law of Rav Zalman Meltzer, one of the Gedolei Ador, post-World War II in America. So Rav Aaron Cutler has a sefer on Chumash called Mishnas Rav Aaron. Okay, you can look along in the photocopy. There should be enough copies for everyone here. If you don't have, you can pass them still around. So in the Mishnas Rav Aaron, he says the following, that we know the Torah tells us, the Pasuk, Ushmartim es Mishmarti, which the Gemara learns in Yevamos means, Asu Mishmeres le Mishmarti, you should make a protection, a fence, for my fence. That there's a concept, the Torah tells itself says that you should make protective measures to protect yourself from sinning. And this, the Gemara says in Yevamos, this pasuk, Ushmartem es mishmarti, that you should take upon extra measures as a guard, as a fence, to protect my fence, to protect the Torah, that's a source, the Gemara says, for all takanos and zeros dirabanan. Like we find, for example, Rav Aaron Cutler says, the Torah prohibits a nazir with a number of prohibitions from drinking wine. So in addition, he's also not allowed to eat any grapes. He's not allowed to have the grape. He's not allowed to have the peels of the grape. He can't have the inside of the grape. And each of these is a separate prohibition. Why? Because these are all fences to protect the nazir from violating the actual iser of drinking wine. So we see from there, says Rav Aaron Cutler, that making a protective measure is actually what the Torah itself wants. The Torah wants us to take upon ourselves extra prohibitions to protect ourselves from violating the real prohibition. So for example, in the case of Nazir, the Torah says that a Nazir not only could he not drink wine, but he should stay away from grapes, he should stay away from the peel, from the inside of the grapes, the seeds of the grape. And similarly, says Rav Aaron Cutler, it says by a Kohen Gadol, that a Kohen Gadol who is not allowed to leave the Beis HaMikdash, and even if he has a relative that died, he's not allowed to leave the Beis HaMikdash and participate in the funeral. Why? Because it's really a harchaka, it's really a protective measure, it's a fence to the Torah to protect the Kohen from violating the iser that he's not allowed to become Tamei Meis. The Kohen Gadol is not allowed to become Tamei Meis, even to his close relatives. So the Torah says that he's not allowed to participate even in the funeral. Why? He could participate in the funeral from a distance. The answer is no. The Torah at times tells us and imposes protective measures to protect from violating and transgressing prohibition in the Torah. Says for 1 second, says Rav Aaron Cutler that the Avos, they were Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kulo. Avos, Chazal tell us, they fulfilled the entire Torah. And not only did they fulfill the entire Torah, I think it's in fact Rashi in this week's Pasha, it says, Vayichan es Pnei O'ir, by Yaakov, Vayichan Pnei O'ir, that he came and he camped right before Shechem. Later in the Pasha, you have the story with Shechem and Dinah, so it says, Vayichan es Pnei O'ir, he camped outside the city. Rashi says that it was Friday, and he quotes Chazal, it was Friday, he camped outside the city because he kept, Yaakov kept, Chazal say, the mitzvah of Eruv Tchumen, of not walking beyond the 2,000 amos on Shabbos that are within the, from the exit of the city. You can only walk 2,000 amos. So we see from there, the Gemara says, that the Avos, they kept the entire Torah, including Dinim, that were the Rabbanon, which were only to distance a person from an Avera. So says Rav Aaron Cutler, that maybe in light of that, we can explain the Gemara in Chulin slightly differently than what we thought at first. The Gemara says that Yaakov Avinu went back to the other side of the river to retrieve these forgotten jugs. And from there, the Gemara says, we see the greatness of Tzadikim, that Tzadikim, they value their money more than their lives. Which is a very difficult statement. What does that mean? That's the greatness of Tzadik. He values money more than his life. He's ready to put his life at risk just to retrieve some forgotten jugs which cost a few dollars. So the Gemara says, because they don't put their hands into theft. We explain that what that means is that everything that they have in their possession, they value so much because they earned it honestly. So it's something they didn't derive through theft. So the tzaddik is machshiv his possessions, which he earned honestly. But Rav Aaron Cutler explains differently. Rav Aaron Cutler says the pshat in the Gemara is that because the tzaddik is so concerned about keeping Torah and mitzvot and doesn't want to chas v'shalom transgress anything in the Torah, so the tzaddik goes the extra mile, so to speak, to take upon himself and do things that will distance him from a sin. So Yaakov Avinu was so concerned that he didn't want to transgress stealing that he went back and put his life at risk to get those few jugs because he was nervous, he was worried that if I'm going to leave them on the other side of the river, maybe later I'm going to need these jugs and I'm not going to have them. So I'll end up chas v'shalom coming to steal to get the jugs. He was so concerned about even the remote possibility of doing an Avera, that he went out of his way and put his life at risk to go to the other side of the river to retrieve those jugs, which would make sure that he won't transgress and be over gezel. So says Rav Aaron Kotler, from here we see the Pshat of the Gemara, that the tzaddik is very zoyer, is very, very careful to stay away from a chet. That's, he says, on the one hand. He says, on the other hand, we find that Yaakov gave a lot of the gold and silver that he had brought with him from Laban's house, and he gave it to Esav, and he gave it to him as a payment, as a gift, in order to get his portion of the Ma'aras HaMachpelah. He brings a medrash that says that. And it says in the Medrash in Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar that Esav took all of this money that he got from Yaakov, and in exchange he gave him his portion of the Ma'aras HaMachpelah. So says Rav Aaron Kotler, over here we see the opposite, that Yaakov Avinu is ready to forfeit and give up all of his money in order to get an additional portion of the Ma'aras HaMachpelah, which the Ma'aras HaMachpelah represents a great, spiritual attainment. The Ma'aras HaMachpelah is the entrance of Gan Eden, Chazal tell us. It was a spiritual thing that Avraham Avinu wanted to buy the Ma'aras HaMachpelah. Yaakov Avinu wanted to bury the Ma'aras HaMachpelah. He wants to have the whole rights to Ma'aras HaMachpelah. So from here, says Rav Aaron Kotler, you see that not only was the Yaakov Avinu gave up all his wealth, or a lot of wealth, in order to obtain something which was of spiritual worth, we see also that Yaakov Avinu put his life into danger just to avoid the remote possibility that he would end up stealing later on. So Kal v'chomer, we see from there that even if for such a small item, he was ready to give up and sacrifice and put his life into danger just to make sure that it doesn't affect him spiritually. So Kal v'chomer, he was able to give up all of his money, or a lot of money, in order to get something which had a spiritual worth. Says Rav Aaron Kotler, from here we see the extent that Yaakov Avinu was meiser nefesh in order to get something that has spiritual worth. That's Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu is the example of someone that's ready to sacrifice and go to the nth degree to accomplish and obtain something that has spiritual value. Esav, says Rav Aaron Kotler, is the exact opposite. Esav is a person who things that are of spiritual worth have no significance in his eyes. They have no value. As the Gemara tells us in Bava Basra, that the day that Esav purchased from Yaakov the Bechorah, which we had in 2 weeks ago's parasha, he told us, so it says that Esav violated 5 Averis that day. It says that he was boil a Naira Murasa, he raped a Naira Murasa, he killed, he was a murderer, he was Oyved Avodah Zarah, he was Koyf from Tchias HaMesim, and he denigrated the Bechayro. That's the last on the list. And Pasuk says, when it like sums it up about Esav, it says, Vayivez Esav Asa Bechayro. Esav denigrated, he was Mevazeh. He degraded the Bechayro, he disrespected it. So says Rav Aaron Kotler, we see from here that Chazal are telling us, what is the root, really, of Esav's spiral downwards to commit these terrible, terrible averis? It was the fact that he didn't have the proper appreciation for what it means to be a Bechor. He didn't have the value of what it means to be a Bechor. He didn't appreciate things that have spiritual worth, spiritual meaning. And Esav is ready to sacrifice it all just for a transient, temporary pleasure of the moment. Give me some soup that I can eat right now. Don't tell me I'm a bechor, I'm something which is much greater. So that's the difference, he says, between Yaakov and Esau. So says the says in the Sefer, Lekach Toiv, again quoting here all from Rav Aaron Cutler, explains that that's the difference here between Yaakov and Esau, and that the difference between a tzaddik versus a rosh is that the tzaddik has the appreciation of what is the value of ruchnius, what's the value of something that has spiritual worth, that he's ready to sacrifice for something that has spiritual meaning. That's the significance of Yaakov, that he's ready to sacrifice for things that have spiritual meaning. And this is a very, very important concept. We know that the Gemara and Mishnayos tell us that why the Chazal explain and the Sfarim explain, why the Avos called the Avos? Avos, the Gemara says, Mechlal Dikotolus. If there's Avos, if there's a father, that means there's an offspring. So all the traits that the Avos possess and all the different trials and tribulations that the Avos went through, they passed down in the genetic makeup of the Jewish people, the strength and ability to withstand those same challenges and to have those traits. So this trait is a trait that we have from Yaakov Avinu, and each of us, Bez Hashem, we should all be Zoyche to always keep our eye on what's really important in life, on things that have real meaning and not on transient pleasure. One minute, I'd like to give again a Yashikoyach, first of all, to Sar for sponsoring today's Kiddush and Kiddush, and a big Yashikoyach to everyone for the Chazara. For the Chazara that you did this week.
It's not over yet.
It's Amelus. And this is actually also a simon. This is a simon of what we're talking about. And when a person is able to sacrifice and to push himself. Some of you told me this morning, I said, I'm ready. I'm tired of this tomorrow. I'm bored of it. But if you push yourself and you're able to sacrifice for something that has spiritual worth, that's the Madrega of Yaakov Avinu. We went back, so we should all be Zoika to go hard.
That's why choose our shot.